This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most resilient parasite.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to have you along. It's Wednesday. Nobody does Wednesday better than this show.
No.
Proven again by the first hour of grammatical errors.
No, there don't.
And that, Google searches.
I've had no choice, but I've headed to the streams to the east now to watch our Blazers.
Yeah, let's just for a quick second.
Yeah.
Okay, and listen, I am not the best guy to say any of this because I don't often watch the Blazers, okay? Mm-hmm. I just will admit that to you right now, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But we were the first to come on here when the Blazers... announced, you know, they were switching up their TV rights and everything.
Yeah.
We were the first to be like, oh, this is way better.
Yes.
It's better for more people. More people have access to them and can watch their games. And it's going to be great. And everybody shut up and it's awesome. Kumbaya.
Mm-hmm.
That was us.
Yes.
Again, prefacing, I'm not the best guy to be talking here.
Yeah.
But I find it, when I want to tune into them, shockingly difficult.
I will say that whenever we talk about this, there are a lot of people that come on, and it does feel like it's a little convoluted whenever you're trying to watch them, and I've heard that from multiple people, that I do think it's better access,
right.
And I think more people can, but it can still be a pickle. Like I said, when I'm at home, it's easy. It's very simple for me to find.
So it's there, it's just hard to find.
Well, for me, I have a streaming box, so I just go to NBA, and every game is right there, and I click on it, and it doesn't matter. I don't have to go to YouTube.
Yeah, but I mean, for the average Joe, like, I have YouTube TV.
Yeah, we have it in here, too, and we don't have it.
It's very hard to... Yeah, yes. They're only on there, I think, when they're on KTU, the actual channel, too.
Yes.
Which isn't very often, from what I understand.
No, but like this guy is saying, if you guys... you can get a free Blazer Vision account to watch the games if you contacted the Trailblazers. So I do think there's ways to do it, and I think more people have access to it. I just think it can be a pain in the ass. Or again, you got to take off your cable, and if you go to the Rabbit Ears, you can get it if it's on K2. And like I said, the only time I have to deal with it is when I'm in the studio. And for me, honestly, I just, again, I go to Stream East and I refresh. So I just,
but here's the other thing.
It is frustrating for me that we have in here, we have YouTube TV and we have Hulu with live sports.
But every time we talk about this, and it comes up from time to time, people come on the text line and they're like, oh, do this. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. And they say eight different things.
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
What is Rip City 302?
Yeah, like, what is that?
I don't know.
Or,
I think that's the Xfinity channel. 302.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we don't have Xfinity.
We don't have Xfinity.
And then KATU 2.2, which we don't have. So we have, on YouTube TV, we have channel 2, but we don't have 2.2?
That is correct.
So the answer to
that is correct.
The question I want answered is, if Danny Meringue were working right now in the studio, how would he be watching the game in here?
Probably on his laptop.
Laptop, or maybe like cast it to one of the screens or something?
I don't know. Again,
That's a weird question to ask. Who
it's
cares?
Because he would have an answer to how this would be done, and we don't know.
Oh, I guarantee.
Well, that's true.
I just know that we have two of the preeminent streaming services here at The Fan. We have YouTube TV, and we have Hulu with live sports. Like, this is all I'm saying. I watch the Red Wings and Canucks play almost one of, if one of those two teams are playing, I am watching a hunk of that game. And it is 1,000 times easier for me to watch the Detroit Red Wings or Vancouver Canucks than it is to watch the Portland Trailblazers. And that to me is a bit
problematic.
Well, but, you know, I've got it on here now. Look, and it's
like this. And Danny, like somebody said, Joe said, don't say that to Danny. He'll call you an idiot, talk down to you, and tell you it's not that hard and you're the problem. Yeah. Well, it's kind of true.
Sure.
If you want to watch the Blazers, you can.
Yeah.
You just got to figure out the best setup at home. Like, it's got to be a priority for you.
Well, someone said, like, if you have Comcast, then it's easy. 302.
Exactly.
But we don't have Comcast.
Yes, but if you're a Blazer fan and you're at home, you may have Comcast for that reason.
Yeah.
Whereas other people may not. Yeah. It's not that important to them. So for the people that it's not that important to, I think there is a subsection of people in there that you want to be able to see your games a little easier than what is occurring. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong.
So people who don't really, they check in with the Blazers here. You know, they're playing Boston.
Sure.
Okay, so that's a good team to play. Let's check in. I'm home from work tonight. It's an early game against Boston. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch the Blazers. Mm-hmm. I'm a lay fan. I don't really watch them all that much, but I'm going to do it tonight. It is not easy for them to just go pull that up.
Yeah.
And it should be.
Yeah. Again, two of the most abundant streaming platforms here, and we can't watch on either one. I'm watching it on Stream East on my computer.
And then for the people who say, just get an antenna, yes, I know they're cheap, but again, you're talking to people who aren't going to go out of their way.
It's a higher barrier for entry.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, $30. Well, I'm not going to go pay $30 and then put up an antenna or put, you know, in my window or whatever just to watch a game twice a year.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
You know? just
Taylor Swift. Man. Now
so it's the Blazers' fault. You guys choose to use YouTube TV and Hulu instead of Fubo and Xfinity.
You people are impossible. Resourceful little bitch.
Yeah, hey, Blazer fan, man, getting a little sensey there. I have officially bet the Sawbuck on it though, so I got it at 10.
What's the score?
It's 2-0. I think it's 2-0 right now.
Who's winning?
The Blazers. Come on, man.
Oh, wow. First
Blazers 3-2, I'm seeing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I threw it down on there. I did get it at 10, though, so I feel pretty good about that. Bet online.
All right. Coming up next, we got to talk about Dana Altman.
The Brush, man.
He is going the way of Tyler Lockett.
I don't think so.
God dang, what do you think?
Six in a row.
The Brush ain't going anywhere. This is what they do.
That'll be next on The Fan. Well, the Ducks did it again last night. You heard it here on The Fan. They won.
God dang, what do you think?
They won again. They've now won six games in a row, guys.
That was close, and then they just kind of suffocated in Indiana at the end. It did throw me that Indiana was in black.
Yeah.
Very un-Indiana.
I wasn't prepared. So I finished the Red Wing game, And then I flipped over and I had to do like a bit of a double take. I'm like, wait, did I get the red? Oh, yeah. Why is Indiana in all black?
But hey, 6 in a row in the Big Ten.
Absolutely.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I think pretty now good. I'm seeing projections of possibly a 5 seed for your nice. Oregon Ducks.
That's about right.
Well, and I think, I don't, if I'm not mistaken, I don't believe that Altman has ever not won a game in the NCAA tournament.
He's so, never been one round and out.
Yeah.
Or I mean like out one the first and done.
Round. Yes. I think every time that he has made a tournament with Creighton or your Ducks,
he's good.
He wins. And
this you know, is they, his time of year.
You know, they started off hot, had that weird swoon in the middle, and then here you go.
Well, we learned over last week that since Altman got to Oregon, he has the most wins of any coach in the country in the month of March.
This is correct. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So last 15 years, he's had 70, I guess now he's up to like 74 wins in the month of March. More, yep. It was like one more than Bill Self and two more than
North Carolina.
Where's it? North Carolina. And yeah.
Yeah. So it goes Altman 74, Kansas, North Carolina. Well, actually, North Carolina won the other night. So they're at 72. Kansas is at 71. Kentucky 69. Duke 66.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Think about that, the company.
Yeah.
Kansas, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Duke. Most wins in March since 2010. Dana Altman leads all of them.
Yeah. And he just, this is what they do. They get written off in the middle of the year, and this, you know, they're going to make a run. I mean, this smells like the Sweet 16, and Shellstad has come around again, and, you know, he's had some awkward moments, but he had another huge three, Damian Lillard-style three last night, and here they come. Now, the only thing I would say is, well, they did that win against Wisconsin, because this win streak that they're on, you know, it's no offense to the Northwesterns and USCs of the world, but
the Wisconsin one was impressive.
Wisconsin one was impressive, and that was they dug their way out of the hole and got it to overtime, and
they were down 17.
Yeah,
on the road,
and so give them that. And now I think they only finish up with Washington, and I think there's a chance they could end up being like the sixth seed in the Big Ten tournament. But to go your first year in the Big Ten and you're going to end up with what 23, 24 wins? That's a hell of a run. For the first time, they're solidly on the 5 or 6 seed in the NCAA tournament, and again, Dana Altman doing Dana Altman things.
So there was an article in the I think it was ESPN that suggested that he's one to watch for retirement.
Really,
this offseason. Yeah, and it's not a report. It's just it was just a guy spitballing.
Yeah,
he was like, I got some old guys here who may be ready to hang it up.
He'll be 67 in June.
Altman and Rick Barnes was on the list as well. Of Tennessee fame.
Who just stepped down? Didn't we have a coach? I'm trying to think. Didn't we have someone that... I'm trying to think. Did we have someone that recently
stepped down? Well, Bill Self's close.
Yeah,
there are some reports that he may be done after next year.
Well, I mean, I will say that if you've got your money and you've kind of got your legacy, although, you know, Altman's never, you know, won a championship. And so, I mean, does that keep you coming around? Do you feel like it's even realistic at a place like Oregon? I know someone like Bill Self, obviously, like that would matter, but Bill's got his. But, you know, you get into your late 60s, you've made a ton of money, and this new world of basketball and NIL, and you just wonder if there's more and more guys that are just going to look at it and pull the, you know, you're not even retiring early. My God, like you're 67. Just maybe it's time to go do something else and not have to deal with that crap.
Yeah, he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it is. Dana Altman's probably one of those lifers. But with the way college basketball has changed,
yeah.
I cannot see him really deep down. He never tells you what he's really thinking.
Yeah.
But if you really get into his soul, I cannot see him loving this whole NIL transfer thing.
And
he's trying to do his best with it, but...
It's not the era that
it's
he,
not his yeah and that look
it's Roy, like the J Wrights of the world you
yeah
know, that
they all
like,
hung it up. Jay Wright left, Roy Williams left, Jim Boeheim left, Coach Kayla. I mean, there's
and some
a
of those
reason,
guys had plenty left in the tank, but they're just like, this isn't for me anymore.
There's a reason all those guys left, and I think Altman is kind of that ilk, and so we'll see.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's done as well as he's done in this new era. Granted, you know, he hasn't made a Final Four recently, but since all the transfer portal NIL stuff has happened, I thought Oregon might crater a little bit, and they've been fine.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good.
You know, and there's always, with Altman, there's always dips, right?
But, Tony Bennett left.
That's who I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year, right? At the beginning of the year.
Yeah, yep. He seems young. I don't think
say,
he's that young.
I was like, there was someone that dipped out of this thing, Irish exit style.
Jim Laranga left.
Is that Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an old school guy.
So
Tony Bennett's 55.
Yeah. He just was, wow. he was out. And Altman's not the most dynamic guy in the world. And I don't know, maybe in the NIL era, like you said.
Nah, dang, what do you think?
I mean, Oregon certainly has the resources. I just don't know. And when you're the head coach at Oregon, do you feel like you need or you can achieve that national championship in order to?
I don't know.
Is that the carrot? Because I know if you're at Carolina, if you're at a place like that, you're at one of the Blue Bloods, and you've been this good for that long, I think that kind of keeps you coming back. I don't know. Like you said, he hasn't been to a Final Four. What, 2017? He's been to two Final Fours, never been to the finals. And let's be honest, like, Oregon is a really good program. Oregon is not a contender in basketball every year.
No, but you would think that maybe, and I don't know the inner workings of their NIL, but the way football is going, committing to NIL,
yeah,
is basketball. Like, does Dana Altman, is he looking at that, kind of salivating, going, hey, yeah, we're as good as anybody in the NIL department, so why can't I win?
Well, I'd be surprised if we're going to say that Oregon has one of the top three or four robust NILs, why wouldn't basketball have it?
Yeah, it's kind of what,
but I mean, you don't really hear,
no, you don't,
that much about it.
But they get good players.
Yeah.
He's always gotten good players.
I've always stated, though, I find Oregon to be weird in that, I mean, Shellstad was a big-time recruit, but, you know, it's a local kid. You know, a lot of their big guys that you hear about, you know, the Mookie Cooks or whatever, I always feel like there's like a five-star kid, and it doesn't – that never feels like that's the guy that drives the team, right? When's the last time that was like the true, like the, you know, you paid and you bought the kid, or the five-star kid that's coming out of high school that was the star of the team? It doesn't feel like that's really Oregon.
Well, I think that – and, you know, this would be a deeper conversation. It'd be interesting to get, you know, Dana Altman's true thoughts on this. Because I can tell you as a Kansas fan, Bill Self is struggling with this.
Yeah.
It is really hard to balance those guys, mm-hmm. the NIL guys you know you need.
Yeah.
It is so hard to balance that with other transfers. Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, guys who you want to groom over 3 or 4 years that are just college ball players that are going to help be the foundation of your team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's just so, it's just odd. Like, Bill Self has two dudes who have been there for years, played the most games in like Kansas basketball history. Right. So then he adds four transfers to that. Well, one of the transfers is a kid from Wisconsin who was averaging 20 points a game at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He can't even sniff the court again at Kansas.
Really?
And that's not because Kansas is so good. Is that they just have really had a hard time figuring out his role. Mm. That's a really good college basketball player. His name's AJ Storr. He's terrible for Kansas. Mm. Like, he's awful. So it's a odd thing when you have all these guys. You really need the guys like Shellstad or whomever that are going to stay there for several years, right? Yeah. You need those guys.
Pritchard was one of those.
Exactly. You need, so you've got those guys, maybe two or three or four of those guys. They're not the best players, but they're glue guys, and they're your program. Okay, then you add your five-star freshman. Well, they're going to take their lumps. Okay, they're going to, yeah, I mean, it's going to take them some time. So then it's transfers. And
he's done very well in the transfer portal.
I know, but it's just, it doesn't always, like, we always think, oh, this kid's coming in from so-and-so. He was really good there. He'll be really good here. That's not always the case. And yeah. I think these coaches are having a really hard time because they're all very heavy-handed. They all want to do things a certain way, the way they've always done them, mm-hmm. right? And they're having a very hard time adapting to kids who maybe don't jive with that. And then you got not only one of them, you got three of them.
Yeah.
And none of them are getting, or it's not that they're not getting longer, but they're just not fitting in right, and it takes some time. It's just a weird, I would imagine it's a very hard balance for a head basketball coach right now.
Yeah.
And I think they're all, even Bill Self struggling with it. Dana Altman struggling with it. Tom Izzo struggling with it. Who are the best coaches? They're all struggling
all
with
struggling.
It.
All struggling.
It's not a good team.
Some of them have walked away.
Yeah, and the others are like, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah.
And I could see Altman being, I'm not dealing with that. Now, if Oregon needs a new men's basketball coach, where do they turn?
I don't know. Again, we've had this debate many times. Like, what is the Oregon job? Remember when Altman got the job, however many years ago that was, you know, supposedly, remember they were knocking on the door. Was it Pitino? They knocked on Izzo's door and none of those guys, you know, thanks for coming.
How about the resurgence of Ricky Pitino?
No kidding. That's St. John's just
the Johnny's
the kicking some
vampire.
Ass.
That son of a, he will never die ever.
He's amazing.
It's just, say what you will, you know.
So yeah, he's at St. John's, and by the way, they're like top 10.
Yeah, they're rolling,
and their defense is nasty.
Yeah, they swept UConn. They bitch slapped Little Hurley. Yeah, and he's wearing the white Hurley suit again. Freaking Rick Pitino. He's over there. Lots of Italian restaurants in New York too. But remember, so they end up with Dana Altman, and everyone at the time was like, oh, Dana Altman. And you're like, dude, that's a hell of a coach.
Good hire.
It's a good hire. And he was rock solid. I still don't know what that job is. So when that job, you know, that's 2 years, 3 years, whenever that's open. One, I don't know how many of those real big name guys are out there. I think there's, like you said, we may be undergoing a turnover here in what we consider the elite coaches. And I'm not certain that that Oregon job lures guys out of that. And so do you go farm the mid-majors and you find the next Dana Altman, or do you go the road of football and you go find, the Georgia defensive coordinator and you get the next Dan Lanning? And
I don't know.
I mean,
BYU guy's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
He's good, man.
Well, and they...
Kevin Young, is that his name?
And BYU lost their guy to Kentucky. But like the sprinklers up at UW, they're the worst damn team in the conference.
Yeah, remember, give him some time.
I know, but I'm just saying, they pulled him. Who knows? Remember, the last UW coach, remember, that was the guy they got from Syracuse, supposed to be Boeheim's right-hand guy.
He
sucked too. So,
Hopkins.
I just be happy that you made a really solid hire with Dana Altman. And so when that job comes open eventually, I'm just not certain that you're going to get a name that you're going to be like, oh my God. Like,
this... Does the name T.J. Otzelberger mean anything to you?
It does not. I have no idea who that is.
Right. So that's kind of what I'm talking about.
You love that guy.
Dude, he is amazing. Hmm. He's the coach at Iowa State. I don't know if you saw BYU-Iowa State last night.
I would like to point out who won that game.
BYU.
Yeah. Basically, at this point, we're unstoppable. We run the Big Ten.
Dude.
Nice try, bitches.
That was a great game.
Yes.
And BYU went into Iowa State and beat them. They were like 33-1 at home in the last 34.
Did you see the crowd, by the way? It was really cool afterwards. Like, the crowd gave both teams like a standing ovation.
It was awesome.
Leaving the court. It was freaking phenomenal.
Dude, it was awesome. But my point there is that Iowa State coach, and by the way, your BYU Cougars, they're good this year.
Yes.
Saunders
didn't start out that way.
No, they were soft as cookie dough in the early part of the schedule. But that coach has got him cooking. Anyway, what I'm saying is the Iowa State coach, his name is T.J. Otzelberger. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows his name. Nobody can pick him out of a lineup. He is, and they said it on the broadcast last night, he is without question a top five coach in the country right now.
Hmm.
Now, I don't think you can get him out of Iowa State to come to Oregon, but I think a Kansas could or whomever comes calling. But.
Well, therein lies my question. This is why I don't know what the Oregon job is, right? At Iowa State, Big 12, basketball conference, they freaking love it. They packed that place. Electric environment last night against BYU. And by the way, let's not act like BYU coming to the barn is the greatest thing in the world, but that place was packed. It was amazing.
Senior night.
Oh, that's a good point. If you're, what's that guy's name?
T.J. Otzelberger.
Does it bother you that on, you come to Matthew Knight and there's 7,000 people there?
It would
bother
me if I'm Altman.
So, that's what I wonder. If you're coming from Iowa State or a program like that is not, doesn't have the resources, doesn't have the NIL that Oregon does, but you also know that you are not the thing. The basketball at Oregon is second fiddle, doesn't even do it justice. Yeah, they're the second fiddle, but my God, dude, it's not even a fiddle. You're the banjo. Football runs that, and it's not even close.
You're just kind of there.
And so that's why I don't know if when push comes to shove, despite the unbelievable facilities, as good as anyone in the country, an unbelievable arena, great, robust NIL, and you're in the Big Ten now, which is a phenomenal basketball conference. I just don't know. I don't know when you look outside of that, if you think that is a program that's, you just would think that a place like Iowa State, it would be a no-brainer to go to Oregon, and I'm not sure it is in that sport.
That they have an awesome program there. In Ames.
Hmm.
So,
and by the way, I thought Altman went to a Final Four with Creighton.
He did not.
He did not.
No. He was very good in the tournament with Creighton.
And he had like, he ripped off like, I don't know, 7 or 8 20-win seasons in a row. The only reason people at Oregon were like, Dana Altman, was because it was a mid-major guy.
So he went to just the one Final Four with Oregon and made some runs, but never made, for whatever reason, I thought he had been to a Final Four with Creighton. So
can Dan Lanning take over the basketball team?
He can bowl.
What do you think about that?
Did you see that?
Yeah, he bowled a strike.
Yeah, and he said he had a line holstered. Someone said the pressure was on, and Dan fired up with a pressure is a privilege, and then went out and George Bush did, or Peter Weber, nailed the strike.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that drop of old Dano.
Well, you can't really hear it in the clip. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, but he said pressure is
a privilege, and then he bowled a strike. And then he...
Watch me hit this draft.
Yeah. Maybe he should take over the basketball team.
Yeah, maybe he should take over the presidency.
Twofold sort of thing.
All right, coming up next. We're already at In the News.
We are.
The show is a flying by. What can we tax next to get even more money out of our citizens?
That we're going to piss away.
That's next. Here's Buck.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny, it has been documented here on today's program that Suk is on the Blazers and I'm on the Celtics tonight.
That's right.
And the score is 31-26 at the end of the first quarter.
31-28 now, thank you.
Boston was leading, and Suk was like, I'm good with that. And I was like, I think I am too. How about that?
Both okay.
Like right on the number.
Yeah.
At the end of the first quarter.
And Buck responded with, it's almost like they're going to have to play 3 more quarters to find out who wins their bet.
Nah. All right. It is March 5, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble, slightly sexy newsman. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
If you've been set on fire.
Today is Stop Bad Service Day.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
Put a stop to bad service.
How can you stop bad service? I mean.
We can't really. It's oftentimes not the service person's fault.
No, I try to give.
It's usually the cheap ass company that makes them.
Yeah.
Understaffed.
Yeah, you know that someone's working like 17 tables. It's not their fault. They're trying.
Exactly.
Once in a blue moon, you get someone that's just crappy at their job, but you know, you try to give them a break. They're having a hard time.
Yeah.
But you know, the whole tipping thing right now. There's a lot of like it's creating a bit of a war. In fact, John Oliver just did his show on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it when he tackles something like
that.
Yeah,
a lot of people right now are really pissy about the tip game, and some people are just opting out of it altogether, and it's become a real divide. Shocking, our country is divided on something.
Well, Europe does it completely differently.
Well, and like in Japan, if you try to tip, they will return your money and you'll piss them off. Yeah. Like, it's very rude to try to tip there. But I think people here, I think some people here are there's a difference between going to ringside and not tipping. And like when you go to a Blazer game and they hand you a thing of popcorn and that damn thing turns around and they want you to tip 20% on your popcorn, I think people are getting a little pissy and bristly at that.
It is also Discover What Your Name Means Day. Mm. And I have here, well, we've done this before, but
I think Jason is just son of Jay, is it not?
No, yours means, Jason means healer.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
I thought it was like something about the light.
Healer.
Whatever.
You are far from a healer.
Well, Jason, no.
I mean, that really doesn't suit you.
Plus, Jason, I don't know what you feel about Asachi, but Jason itself, it's like, eh.
You don't like your name?
I don't mind Asachi. It, but it's just.
I don't mind Isaac.
Boring white bitch, the Jason.
Yeah, you know, it's a normal name.
How many Jasons I know?
It's like, very bitch. It's very mid.
Yeah.
You're very mid.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. No one calls me that anyways, but, you know.
Jace. They call you Jace.
Jay. A lot of souk, obviously.
Isaac means laughter.
Well, you are
very funny.
You are not radio
in what,
funny man.
Like in a language or like, what does Isaac sort of mean laughter?
Hebrew thing, right?
Hebrew.
Okay.
And then Ryan means, and this one's absurd, Ryan means champion.
Oh, see, I thought it was Little King, but close enough.
It's same idea.
Okay.
Little King or champion.
That's right. A rule.
I'm calling you Little King now on.
That's right.
What's up, Little King?
My rap name now.
Okay.
Well, what can we tax to get even more money out of our constituents?
Let's go. I often think to myself, I don't nearly pay enough in taxes.
Oregon lawmakers debating that recently.
Mm, that's great.
They have proposed now a 4% tax on...
tires, right?
Ah, you saw this.
I did.
Yep, tires.
Well, now people are pissy because they're like, well, that's just a sales tax.
Right.
And it is. It's just a sales tax on one particular thing.
Yes, they're debating a new tax that would increase the price of new tires. Those tax dollars would support several things, including the environment.
Ah, yes, because you don't have enough of our money.
We have not given you anything for that, so we got it. That was a big hole in the.
I often think about that
budget.
in this lovely state of Oregon. I think to myself, yeah, that is. We don't spend any money on the environment, and we don't tax anything enough. I mean, yeah, let's go.
House Bill 3362.
You already get my 9%.
Or as they say, 3362. Mm-hmm. Aims to support mitigation efforts to protect fish and wildlife from the impacts of vehicle crashes and tire pollutants.
What?
It also aims to support the expansion of Amtrak Cascades Rail Service.
Okay, time out. Why are cars crashing?
Tire pollutants? Maybe, you know, just like, you know, in cars.
So when a car crashes, like, it affects fish?
Well, the tire, yeah, the rubber. Am I wrong?
Cars are often crashing into the water. Am I missing? Is there a missing link here?
That I'm
better
check their hypotenuses, dude.
I see a lot of car wrecks. I don't hear about a lot of cars going into the rivers.
I mean, it happens. Your brother had two cars in the river, didn't he? Or was it just one?
One.
He had two cars stolen. One ended up in the river.
Yeah, one ended up in the river.
Yeah.
I don't think that's on the norm. We need a tax to prevent that from happening?
That is something that I have not heard before.
It appears so.
That seems a bit of a reach, but again, what do I know?
It would do so by raking in an estimated $25 million a year in Oregon tax revenue garnered through a 4% excise tax on tires. How do you feel? Are you okay with that?
Well,
I'm not.
No.
I will refuse to buy tires.
I don't think that's how that works.
No?
No. Kind of need those tires. A lot of people in Vancouver are already going into, although at that point, it would still be cheaper to go into Oregon to buy tires. And then you're saving on the, you know.
4% versus what, 9% or whatever it is?
Yeah, 8.5%, whatever it is. So the people that watched it are like, hey, all right. Although I think a lot of tire places like that, account for that, and it's either cheaper there or they paid the tax. Because people in Vancouver, it's... When you have a big ticket item, it's tough for businesses because so many people are willing to just hop across the bridge. So I do think that is kind of budgeted into the price.
But it's true, man. This, you know, a guy on the text line is like, basically people just keep buying tires because they need them and they're not going to really care about the 4%. It's just one of those hidden costs. That's right. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
You got to choose something that everybody needs. They're always going to keep buying.
God. What are you going to do? Not buy new tires when you need them?
That's right.
You have to.
They got you by the balls.
Then vote this effing thing down, because the last thing that that greedy piglet suckling at the teat of the taxpayer needs is more effing money.
What else do I have?
I feel a little strongly about that. My hot takes today.
Who's the greedy piglet?
Casey Anthony, that dirty bitch. And
you literally just blow the hell out of these hogs.
And freaking taxes. Enough.
And
every now and then, like, because my kids are just starting to like hit like grown-up world. And when they show me their paychecks, I'm like, yeah, welcome to the world.
Yeah, I know. And they're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
We've been trying to tell you, you little S-heads.
What? Here it is.
Guess what? It gets worse.
Yep.
Three Oregon campsites were ranked among the prettiest in the United States, Chase. Oh. See? Some brighter.
I'm sure you've been to so many of these. You seem like such an outdoorsman.
I'm a camper. that is next on the Fan, Buck.
Do you camp in Vegas?
Bitch.
I don't think that the Wynn is considered camping.
It's a version of camping.
Like glamping, maybe.
That's next on the Fan. All right, this is in the news for March 5th. We are in March. It is officially time for March Madness.
Yeah, I think a couple of the tourneys have already started. A couple of the conference tournaments.
That's right. Ones you do not care about.
No. Do you see some of those smaller tournaments now? They're only going to make the regular season league champ play one game.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there are some of these leagues, you know, the idea that if you play in one of these bastardized leagues, you can get a dominant team, and then they get knocked out in the tournament, and it sucks because they're not making the dance.
They want to preserve their best team to make the tournament, so they try to make them not have as long of a gauntlet. Right.
So you can make it so that they just get two byes?
Yeah, and so they're like, I think in some of them you have to win basically two games, while another team has to win 7 games in 7 days.
I'll show you. I think the Summit or the Sun Belt, they have it. It looks like a sideways V, and it's a bracket all the way down. Like the top two teams basically have to play a game before the final.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah,
I don't hate it.
Well, no.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either, because I've always said I think it's rotten when a team wins 24 games and they're the dominant team and then someone banks in a three.
The WCC's done something like this to help Gonzaga out.
And you get to go home. Yeah.
Text, not sure about car crashes, but it's become widely recognized that tire wear produces tons of tiny bits of rubber and plastic that harm streams and fish.
I got to tell you this. All that rubber and plastic, yeah, it's hurting all of us. It's inside us all.
Yes, but what about the fish?
Well, shouldn't we? We're all screwed. Didn't they say, like, there was a study that now, like, every month we eat the equivalent of a plastic credit card?
Yeah, I saw that.
And look, it's just, welcome to our world. Oof. Like, we're all getting cancer. We're all dying. No one's getting out of here alive. Oof. Just keep taxing me. It's awesome. I love it.
Well, if you're looking to aesthetically enhance your camping experience this season, it turns out the Oregon coast and its beautiful old-growth forests are just the place to be, Jace. Mm. If that is indeed your real name,
talk to me.
With data from campsite booking app The Dirt, travel website Matador Network gathered a list of the 10 prettiest places to camp in each of the 6 regions of the United States of America. In the West Coast region, which includes sites from Southern California all the way up to Northern Washington State, 2 Oregon campgrounds made the cut.
All right.
2.
Take that for data.
What do we got?
2. Not 1, 2.
Shut up.
Crater Lake, maybe?
And they are. Well, I said Oregon Coast.
Oh, Oregon Coast.
I don't know the last time you checked. Crater Lake is not on the coast.
It is not.
Cape Lookout State Park.
Oh!
Hey.
Can't say I've ever been.
Knee Tarts. Is that how you pronounce that?
Knee Tarts, that's right.
Knee Tarts Bay.
Be careful. There's going to be someone on the text line. That's gonna, anytime the Coasties.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, we mispronounce something on the coast, and everyone gets real, real pissy.
Do not cross the coasties with pronunciation.
No, they get very upset.
Yeah. Scenic Park, cool. The second one is the Salmon Huckleberry Wilderness in Welch's, found 55 miles southeast of Portland. That's not the coast.
No.
What the hell are they doing?
Look at you taking shots at me for Crater Lake.
It said coast.
Well, how the
Welch's
turntables.
Yeah.
It
you
said
son
coast.
Of a bitch.
It Welch's. Said, it turns out the Oregon coast and its old growth forests are just the place to be. Yeah. Welch's? This is stupid.
Last time I was driving to the mountain, I don't remember like being like, hey, where's the ocean around here?
It's like soup go to a crab feed in Eastern Oregon.
Yeah, threw me off. I was like, what? What are we doing? Oh.
That's
now, I've been
story.
To Welch's.
I'm deleting that story.
That's lovely, but again, I kind of want to camp at Huckleberry. What was it? Huckleberry?
I don't know. I deleted the story. Oh. I'm disgusted. Salmon, Huckleberry, something.
You can do a lot worse than going to Salmon, Huckleberry, whatever.
Not a gonna camp here.
It sounds delightful.
Look, all of Oregon is beautiful.
All?
Yeah. Yeah.
You been, dude?
I grew up in Kansas. Yeah. Yes.
Look, I drove some. On my way to Utah, you have to drive through the eastern part of the state, and I'm not sure I'm ready to call that beautiful.
I am. You ever been to Kansas?
I haven't been to Kansas.
Do you even know what you're talking about?
No, I haven't been.
All right, well, that's in the news.
It's a comparative statement, though.
March 5th, 2025. Brought to you by the Advocates, Injury Attorneys Advocate.
That's where we're at.
The Advocates, Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.